You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The stretch run is here. It's been here for a while, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are still somewhat comfortably in first place in the NL West. So let's talk about what's going on with them with Ken Gernick. I'm Allison Fetter. Ken, I swore I wasn't going to bring up Yasiel Puig anymore, but then they called him back up. So I am going to bring him up. But first of all, I want to get to Josh Reddick a little bit, who has come on and is hitting a lot better after having a horrific start after being traded to the Dodgers. So I guess is he able to relax a little bit now that he's got a little bit of a hit streak going, feels a little more comfortable?
Seems like it, yeah. You know, part of his problem that first month really was bad luck. But then it kind of snowballed, and he started having some bad at-bats. But, you know, for the most part, he's actually hit the ball pretty hard and made decent contact. And now some of those are dropping. And he does seem to be a little more relaxed, and he's talked about it a little bit, which is probably good. And he's getting most of the playing time, even though Puig is back. So it does seem to be pretty much a platoon. But, yeah, you know, they seem to have, and it's really one reason why they've survived this year, and that's probably the best word for it, is their depth. You know, they do have Puig. They have Reddick. Andre Ethier might even be coming back in some role to some extent. And, you know, they've had a great play from Howie Kendrick, and Jock Peterson is over 20 home runs again. So they, you know, their outfield has, you know, through depth, has contributed. The infield has been solid all year offensively, really. And now when you talk about depth, that starting rotation, you know, which, you know, is there's nothing deeper than having a starting rotation with Clayton Kershaw in it. And so he's about to come back. So they really feel like they might be healthier and in better shape now than they've been all season.
Yeah, when it comes to Puig, I was kind of convinced they wouldn't be bringing him back, and not because he wasn't playing well in AAA, because obviously he was, but because of all the reasons that they got rid of him in the first place, which was partly because he's just kind of a distraction, kind of a pain. But they did decide to bring him back up, and I guess when all things are considered, you do have to make your first judgment, like if you're the front office, on I mean, you have to base your decisions on what he can contribute with his bat and just with his play. And I guess that kind of won out, right? I mean, were they concerned at all that the other stuff would just come back with him?
No, I think both moves were tough calls. You know, sending him down in the first place and, you know, with the chance that he would go totally south on you and, you know, and mope and give up. So they had to weigh that, but they also felt that, you know, the way he was playing and the way he was acting was detrimental to having him, you know, for a stretch run. So they sent him down, and he did basically what they asked him to do, and he hit almost 400. And, you know, he has some incredible tools. And, you know, that's never been the issue with him. They know what he is, you know, as far as his ceiling. It's almost, you know, sky's the limit. So if they can get anything out of him, which they already have, you had to consider bringing him back. They also considered trading him and tried, and that didn't work out. And my guess is they'll try again during the off season, depending on whether they bring back Reddick. I mean, there's a lot of moving pieces here, and now is not really the time to worry about what they're going to do in the off season. But Puig already has delivered a big home run to help them win a game, and he's done everything they've asked so far. And I think as long as he does that, he'll be around.
Yeah, getting back to Kershaw, due back on Friday, most likely against the Marlins. So out 2 months, obviously with that herniated disc. This is you can't really put into words like how much of a lift this is. My question is, and you know, people that are like are into analytics and just like just what you can see on a piece of paper probably wouldn't want to talk about this. But the fact that the Dodgers did so well while he was out, that has to be affecting them. Long-term, just from a mental standpoint, that they didn't skip a beat when he was out, and now they're getting him back. This, from an emotional standpoint, from a confidence standpoint, not that the Dodgers are lacking in confidence, but that's just got to be huge for the entire team heading into this final stretch and getting him back and still being in first place.
Yeah, well, of course, getting him back, you know, assuming he's anything near, you know, what Clayton Kershaw can be. And, you know, that's still an assumption. You don't know until he does it. But he doesn't put himself in positions to get embarrassed, so I'm sure he believes he's ready to come back. You know, he was out in 2014 after getting hurt in Australia, and he came back with 7 shutout innings in his first start, if that's a frame of reference, although he did lose 3 of his next 4 starts. So, you know, there is a rustiness issue that, you know, even Superman, you know, has to deal with. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how, you know, what kind of condition he's in, how deep he can go in a game. Obviously, because it's a September, they've got a bullpen, you know, they have 13 relievers in the bullpen. So, you know, if he gave them 4 or 5 innings, they'd be thrilled. You know, as long as he can come and go and not re-injure his back, if he's anything close to the Clayton Kershaw that we've seen over the last 8 years, they're going to be, you know, not only are they going to be confident, but they're going to be very, very hard to catch, especially by the Giants, who don't seem over the second half to be a first-place team.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what's happening to the Giants just offensively. And just a quick shout-out to these young pitchers that have come into the Dodgers rotation and have performed well and have been up and down. Do you think there's any kind of element to the fact that they always have this, like, great offense behind them, that they know that they're sort of not out on an island by themselves? Do you think that can help, like, a young pitcher developmentally? Because, I'm sorry, we're almost at the end of the season, and I still am just, like, gaping at what some of these young guys have been able to do to help carry the load on a team with a lot of pressure, a lot of expectations, packed ballparks every night. And just the fact that they had this such a deep team, such a strong offense, probably helped some of these young guys. Would that be safe to say?
Well, to a certain extent, not in the first half, really. The offense struggled most of the first half. You know, and really they kind of picked it up around the time that Kershaw went down. And these young pitchers, you know, they've had varying degrees of success. You know, Urias has probably been the most successful, for sure. Stripling, Stewart, you know, they're not rookies of the year, you know, and De Leon allowed 4 runs in his first start, but, you know, they've all shown kind of signs of this great potential that they were hoping for, and they have kept them afloat. And the way the Dodgers have structured their team, they're really only asking and really only expecting 5 innings out of their starter, whether they're rookies or veterans. So they have a loaded bullpen for that very reason. And I think that was a big part of why they were able to keep winning games even with these rookies starting, is that they sort of have shifted, you know, from a management perspective, shifted some of the burden from the starting pitching to the relief pitching, and they're asking less of their starters. And it's a formula that's worked for them.
Yeah, and it's a formula that can work for you in October, for sure, where the bullpen becomes so relevant. I don't know. It's fascinating to watch this team. I'm about to say I stand corrected, because, as you know, I have been very skeptical of their long-term possibilities, but they certainly hung in there. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Ken, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Catch you next time.
Thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.